Please tell me your name.
Michael Bonser.
And can you spell your surname?
Bonser.
And where's this interview taking place at?
At my house.
Okay, this interview is for the Shanty Theatre's company's Voice of History project. Okay, can you tell me a little bit about where you grew up?
I grew up in Huddersfield in Yorkshire. And we didn't see a lot of bombing there, but there were some not too far away, so we did hear the bombs falling during the war, and we saw the German planes go over, and we used to have to go down in the shelter when the air raid siren went, because the German planes were coming over. And we lived near the Standard Firework Company, and during the war they used to make things for the forces, and they tested them with parachutes and the things like flares, and the parachutes used to come over, and we all used to run after them to catch the parachutes when they landed, because they were made of silk. And the ladies used to take the silk from the parachutes and make underwear. And during the war, when you couldn't get things. So, and I remember right at the end of the war, because I was born just before the war, right at the end of the war, we had Italian prisoners of war on the dustbin lorries, on the refuse lorries, and they used to come round and empty our dustbins. And they had a big yellow circle on their back, so that if they ran away, everybody would know that they were a prisoner of war. What else would you like to know?
Did you have to be evacuated?
No, I wasn't evacuated, because we weren't in a bad area for bombing. So I didn't get evacuated, really. We didn't see too much of the war. The planes came, the German planes came over when they were on the way to other places, to the cities to bomb them. But it wasn't bad for us, really, where we were.
What was the rationing like?
The rationing was quite severe, really, because we never saw proper eggs. We just had powdered eggs in packets, and we used to have potatoes in packets. And things like sweets and meat, you could only buy sugar, you could only buy with your coupons, and when you ran out of coupons, you couldn't buy anymore.
Excuse me,
so
there was no sweets.
What?
There wasn't any sweets.
There wasn't any sweets. Thank you for that. No, there wasn't any sweets. Right at the end of the war, after the war, the rationing continued, because things were very short. And when you could get sweets, you still couldn't buy them unless you had coupons for them. And I remember the day when sweets came off rationing. I was sitting on a bus with my dad, and I said, "Dad, what are all those queues?" I said, "The shops." And he said, "People are queuing for sweets because the rationing's ended, and you can buy as much as you like." So we went in and bought some sweets without coupons.
Did any of your family, did you have any members of family in the war?
Yes, my father was in the war. He was attached to a bomber squadron, and he was ground crew on a bomber squadron, and he didn't go abroad until the end of the war, and then he went to Austria and Italy right at the end of the war, and when he was servicing the planes over there.
Did anyone else in your family help with the war effort?
No, there was only the three of us anyway.
Do you think young people today can relate to these experiences?
Sorry?
Do you think young people today can relate to these experiences?
No, I don't think they can, quite honestly.
And never will.
No, I don't think they can. Until there is a war, you don't really know what it's all about. Obviously, the soldiers who go off to fight know all about what it's like. But we didn't really know what it was like to be fighting in the war. We just, most of what we learned about the war, really, we learned after the war. Unless you lived somewhere like London that was being bombed, or Coventry that was being bombed a lot, I don't think we could relate to it very much, just the shortages and rationing and things like that. But shall we cut it there and see how it comes out?
Yeah.
Okay.